When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. Symbiotica.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeart Radio app.
Chris Merrill in for John and Ken today. KFI AM 640. More simulating talk. Whenever we go to a commercial break, I open up various news, and I kind of rotate through them just to make sure I'm not missing any, breaking news or updates or anything like that. And it just so happens, coincidentally, I run across an op-ed in the LA Times was this today that they just ran this? I think it is. Yeah, coincidentally, and I hadn't even seen this, but I was already planning a segment on flights, right? The reason is we were talking about holiday travel. We always talk about holiday travel this time of year. There's two big topics around Thanksgiving weekend, right? The big topics are travel and shopping. And then you can do some other topics about mental health around the family. You can talk about recipes and leftovers. Well, this is just kind of the breakdown of the holiday weekend, right? So I'm looking up stories for the obligatory conversation about holiday travel. And there's good news, by the way, and that is that LAX is not as bad as what you might think. Airports with the most delays. Let's see. There's a few ties in here. I'll start with number 10. Dallas Love Field. That's where Southwest goes in Dallas. Newark. Houston. It's the George Bush Intercontinental. The Kahului, is that how you say that in Hawaii? Anyway, Hawaiian airport. Miami, Chicago Midway, sucks, terrible airport. Baltimore, Washington, BWI, Denver, Orlando. Number two most delays is Las Vegas, which is listed in this study as McCarran, but I believe that's now Harry Reid. And then the worst for delayed departures, Fort Lauderdale. As far as canceled flights, 10, Boston, 9, Austin Bergstrom, that must be in Texas, 8, JFK, 7, Denver, 6, Minneapolis, Dallas-Fort Worth, LaGuardia, Newark again, Fort Lauderdale, and the worst is Dallas Love Field. Now, the busiest airports, this is where LAX comes in at number 5. LAX is the 5th busiest, but you notice it didn't make the top 10 for canceled flights. It didn't make the top 10. It's actually 11 because there was a tie for number 3. It didn't make the top 11 for the most delays. LAX, the 5th busiest in the country, doesn't make the list for those more dubious categories. In fact, I believe that only let's see. LAX is number five as far as busiest. Chicago O'Hare, not Chicago Midway. Chicago Midway sucks. Denver is on that list, and Denver had a lot of canceled flights and delayed flights. Dallas-Fort Worth had canceled flights as well. And Atlanta is the busiest airport, has been for decades. Atlanta, Hartsfield-Jackson International, busiest airport. It also does not have any, it doesn't make the top 10 for most delays or canceled flights. So, that said, the point is, LAX, not as bad as what we'd like to think, as far as the planes getting out on time. Now, you getting into LAX on time, that might be a different story. Like, oh, good, we're right here in the horseshoe. We've made it. And, nope, you didn't. Still didn't get there. Terrible. So, as I was looking at travel stories, I run across this, this story from CNN, right? And evidently, there's a viral video out there that shows a wheelchair being tossed down a plane. Here was the CNN International doing this report.
American Airlines is reviewing a video that went viral on TikTok showing a passenger's wheelchair crashing onto the tarmac.
Not even just a little crash either.
And you can see it tumble down and bounce over a metal barrier.
Okay, when she says you can see it tumble down, you can't because radio. So the wheelchair is obviously in the cargo hold, or maybe, yeah, it's cargo hold. And it comes out and it goes to the conveyor belt. This is the conveyor belt that they would use to drop luggage, but it's kind of a steep conveyor belt. So normally the luggage would go to the conveyor belt, it would come down, and then someone would be at the bottom, they'd take the luggage and throw it onto the luggage cart, right? So in this case, somebody puts the wheelchair on the top and then pushes it down, and I mean, it flies down this conveyor belt. Again, steep, and you've got wheelchair on wheels, flies down, hits that metal barrier, flips over the barrier, and then runs into the luggage cart that is, I would say, 15, 20 feet away. Airborne. That's somebody's legs you're doing that to.
It's brought renewed attention to the hardships experienced by disabled travelers. American Airlines released a statement saying in part, quote, "This visual is deeply concerning.
We'll raise our prices again. And then we'll assuage all of your concerns." Sorry, it's just me being snarky.
"And we are gathering more details so that we can address them with our team. We will continue to work hard to improve our handling of assisted devices across our network." And they also promised to install wheelchair movers and lifts at airports with high mobility device traffic, but did not provide a timeline for that.
Yeah, no, they're going to. We're gonna do good stuff. We're gonna. That's the argument. We're gonna. No, but we're gonna. So I just happened, again, during the last commercial break, I just happened to see this op-ed that's in the LA Times. The opinion is, flying while disabled is a nightmare. It shouldn't be this way. Yes. Suzanne Costas wrote, "I live in Boston. I want to visit my daughter in Los Angeles." Easy, right? Book a flight, visit daughter, fly home, if only. "I use a power wheelchair that costs about as much as a small SUV. I'm terrified it could be damaged by an airline. My chair, a Quantum Edge, is essential to my getting around, to having a life. The Quantum and I met 2 years ago and have been inseparable ever since." I like this writing, actually. This is kind of fun. "I didn't see it coming, our relationship. It never occurred to me that I could develop a crippling illness that would eventually require use of a 400-pound mobility device, but I digress." I like the love story to the wheelchair. She says, "Back to visiting my daughter, or rather not visiting. To fly to LA, I must relinquish the Quantum and pray that it won't be in pieces when I land. Airlines mishandle thousands of power wheelchairs each year. More than one in every 100 wheelchairs and scooters transported in the cargo hold are damaged, delayed, or lost." Vice did a story on this a few years back, and as I was pulling audio for it, I ran across their tale, and it was following this woman around. And the woman had this power wheelchair, and I don't recall if the audio that I pulled has this part in it. The wheelchair, they said, was about $30,000. So when I hear the story in the op-ed from the LA Times, a woman saying that the Quantum Edge costs as much as a small SUV, that's in line with what I've seen elsewhere. It ain't cheap. And they're advanced devices, right? I mean, these are big, but they are... it represents so much. It's independence. It's the legs of the individuals, right? And here you've got airlines that go, oh, no, we'll take really good care of it. It'll be great. In the story Vice did, they're following this woman, and they're talking about it. It just happened to work out this way. They're following this woman. She's describing how much of a pain it is to fly. Vice has got cameras that follow her to the airport. She relinquishes her chair, has to face the indignities of being dragged around on, it's not even a wheelchair that they use. I mean, it's basically a luggage cart that they strap a person onto and then drag her onto the plane. She says it's terribly humiliating. But then sure enough, they get to the location where they were headed. They go to get the chair. And as she goes to the baggage carousel or whatever, and the chair is brought out, and it's obvious this chair is wrecked. I mean, it's not even a question of, oh, well, maybe they just folded it funny or something. No, it comes out and you go, I mean, did you put that through a trash compactor? And the woman tried to keep her cool. I would have been crying. I would have been absolutely devastated. So that's kind of what this story, the Vice story, is talking about.
But even worse than all that's required to get on the plane can be what happens after landing.
Yeah, here it is.
Because wheelchair users don't just entrust their lives to the airlines. They also have to hand over their custom-built medical equipment, which, in Ladau's case, costs upwards of $30,000.
Oh, there you go, wasn't there? $30,000! $30,000!
Oh my God, it is broken.
And this is when they wheel it out and you just go, well, of course it's broken. You can see that from a mile away. How did it break that badly? How? It's so badly broken, you almost have to think somebody did it intentionally. Really? I mean, listen, I've loaded enough U-Hauls to know how to accidentally break things. But I've loaded enough U-Hauls to know how to protect the things I really care about. And I got to tell you, if I saw somebody's $30,000 wheelchair and I'm in charge of packing that, I know that's kind of an important thing.
Does it not protect?
Oh, no. No, that's supposed to be firmly on here. And
yeah, so it's just in pieces. And now the control box is snapped off of the arm. How's she even going to control the thing?
Okay. All right.
Again, she's trying to keep her cool. I would have lost my marbles.
I'm going to try not to have a complete freak out right now.
Yep.
I have some duct tape.
Duct tape?
And we are going to duct tape it.
Duct tape? She actually had to pack duct tape just in case the airline broke her wheelchair, because she knew the chances are good enough I may have to MacGyver a solution to this at the end.
The U.S. Department of Transportation says last October, airlines were damaging an average of 35 wheelchairs and mobility scooters every day.
35 a day. Well, we just gave them some duct tape and called it good. Nope, not how that works.
Travelers with disabilities have repeatedly gone viral during busy travel times, yeah, sharing their experiences on TikTok.
Oh,
I knew that this would happen to me eventually because it happens to friends of mine every f***ing day.
Oh.
Essentially breaking our legs.
How many people have to go through this physical and emotional trauma before something changes?
It's ridiculous. And so the more I can do to call out airlines that are doing this, the better. It's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. The idea that you are treating people with dignity is laughable. It's absolutely laughable. Speaking of disabilities, in one case, someone who has prosthetic legs made history and then became infamous is back in the news again. I'll tell you who that is and why next. I'm Chris Merrill, in for John and Ken.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
And you can sign up your business at KFIAM640.com/small business. And if you sign your business up, I'll give you a shout out tomorrow on the program. How about that? That's like FREE advertising, huh? Small Business Saturday Show with Tawala Sharp tomorrow. Again, sign up your business at KFIAM640.com/small business. I'm Chris Merrill, in for John and Ken, KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk. The legless Olympic sprinter, known as Blade Runner, killed his girlfriend. Can you believe it's been 10 years since he killed his girlfriend? Well, They just don't hold murderers in South Africa like they do here in the United States.
Breaking news, disgraced South African Paralympic sprinter Oscar Pistorius is granted parole. Pistorius was convicted of killing his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, almost a decade ago and has been in prison ever since. Pistorius was previously denied parole back in March. He will be released from prison on January the 5th.
Yeah, so there you go. The guy is out. This was one of those bizarre stories that kept getting more and more bizarre the longer it went on. And I don't know if you recall this, but at first we got, if I'm remembering this correctly, at first we got notice that, oh my goodness, Oscar Pistorius's girlfriend was murdered. And then it was, there's questions about how she was murdered. Then there's, did he do it? Then he gets arrested. And he said, no, I thought it was an intruder. So he shot her through a bathroom door, if you don't recall. Shot her through the bathroom door of his house in 2013. The argument was that he was mad, and he said, no, I just thought there was an intruder on the other side of that door. And so he just started firing indiscriminately. And the question was, well, did you notice that your girlfriend wasn't next to you? Did you check for her? Anything else? No. So this is, as it went on, let me see. He was convicted. Pistorius was convicted of manslaughter. He pled not guilty to one charge of murder and a firearms charge. Prosecutor said, no, he murdered her. They had an argument and he ended up shooting her, but he was only convicted of manslaughter and he got a 5-year sentence. So there were a lot of us that were scratching our heads. In fact, we litigated this on the RADIO a few times, and we said, okay, how does this guy, he didn't have his legs on at the time. If you're unfamiliar, he was called Blade Runner. And again, if you don't recall this story, he was called Blade Runner because he had these springy prosthetics that they almost look like, is it fair to say gazelle-like? I would say they were gazelle-like. They were like large leaf springs, basically. And that's what he used. And he was very, very fast. A Paralympic gold medalist. And then qualified for the regular, I guess, regular Olympics. It feels like I'm being prejudiced. But he qualified for the Olympics. Okay. So he qualifies for the Olympics. And then there was a big debate about whether or not he should even be running in the Olympics. Did he have an unfair advantage? Here he has machinery rather than human power. So there was this debate over unfair advantage. And then he got smoked, just smoked. But it was a feel-good story that he made it in the first place and so on and so forth. Had he won, the argument over whether it was okay or not, the ethical argument would have continued on and carried on for a while. But he didn't. Instead, the next time we hear about this guy, Blade Runner, is when all of a sudden his girlfriend is dead. And again, he gets charged, and we were litigating this, and we're going, how is it possible that he didn't know that it was her? He didn't call out. He didn't check that she was next to him. And then there were arguments over carrying her body, but he didn't have his legs on. And just the stories kept making these weird twists and turns, and it became more and more evident, at least in the court of public debate, it became more and more evident that, yeah, he definitely, I mean, we know he killed her, but it became more and more reasonable to suspect that he did it on purpose, right? But he gets sentenced to manslaughter. And then, and it's a different court system they have in South Africa. Had he been sentenced here in the United States, convicted of manslaughter, that would have been it. But instead, in South Africa, the prosecution then sends this up to a higher court. So a higher court overturned the manslaughter conviction for Oscar Pistorius. And they said, you know what? That wasn't manslaughter. That was murder. And you're not doing 5 years. You're going to do 6 years because that's murder. Again, a little bit different take. I mean, you get 6 years for smoking enough drugs in the United States by yourself without anybody else getting hurt. You get 6 years for that. You got enough possession, enough smoking of your own stuff. You're going to go do time. South Africa, it's like, you killed your girlfriend in cold blood. So we are going to send you away probably until the next Olympics-ish. Anyway, the prosecutors then appealed that sentencing. And then another court, the Supreme Court of Appeal in South Africa, said, okay, you're right. He should not be doing 6 years for murder. He should do 13 years, but eligible for parole after 10. And that's what's happening. So he's been paroled, and he's getting out in January. So moral of the story is do your dirty deeds in South Africa, I guess. Boy, you talk about California being light on crime. Guy killed his girlfriend, cold blood. Victim impact on this one, the girlfriend's mother says, you know, this is atrocious. I fear for others now. Well, that makes perfect sense to me, too. I'd fear for others as well. All right, maybe my favorite story of the last week was the millionaire hermit. If you didn't catch it, sit tight for this one because it's one of those I'm not crying, you're crying stories, okay? All right, that's next. I'm Chris Merrill.
You're listening to John and Ken on...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Man, from KFI AM 640.
The best story of this last week, no doubt about it. If you missed this, I am excited to share it with you. I'm Chris Maryland for John and Ken, KFI AM 640. It's more stimulating talk. So imagine, and I don't know if you have this or not, but I did growing up. I grew up in a relatively poor area. There was a little bit of money, but we were not unlike Southern California. I grew up on the shores of Lake Michigan, so right on the beaches, right on the shoreline, expensive homes. Not California expensive, but expensive homes. Once you got away from Lake Michigan a little bit, things tailed off, and it was funny when I first moved to San Diego. Everyone referred to certain areas as East County. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's the perfect description for where I grew up. East County is very East County. Just a different vibe, totally different vibe. And certainly not as much money, in those areas. We have, in my hometown, a lot of people on, financial assistance. A lot of people who are cooking meth, no joke. A lot of meth cooking going on deep in the woods. A lot of people who still hunt for their dinners, whether it's in season or not, that sort of thing, okay? So where I grew up, there were always rumors about somebody that would live somewhere in some dilapidated place. Could be a trailer, could be what always appeared. I won't forget there was one that just appeared to be an almost broken down barn, and I guess somebody had used that as their house. But then there were rumors that that person in there, you know, they're a millionaire. No, they're not. Yeah, they're a millionaire. No, they're not. Some of these were, I mean, this was like, I just imagine, you know, those kids in To Kill a Mockingbird. I just imagine them looking at Boo Radley and going, you know, secretly, he's a millionaire who eats children, right? I mean, that's sort of what we were as kids. They're secretly a millionaire. And, well, why, you know, why are they living that way? Well, for some people, blessed are the meek, right? They shall inherit the earth. I have some relatives that are like that. They live very simple lives, very basic lives, intentionally so. They are quite frugal, and I know that they have saved a good deal of money, and I know that they've donated a good deal of money, but they don't show how much money they have. I always respected that. I love that, right? So there's this guy in New Hampshire that fits the bill on everything I've just described. Kind of a Boo Radley-looking dude. Guy's name was Jeffrey Holt, and he worked for a mobile home park in New Hampshire, Hinsdale, New Hampshire, tiny place, right? So this guy lived in one of the mobile homes. He had been at one point in his life a driving instructor, but he didn't own a car. He taught drivers into high schoolers, but he didn't drive a car. Instead, he rode a bicycle, and as he got older and he had trouble riding the bicycle, he switched it up for a riding lawnmower. That's it. He just had a riding lawnmower, and he lived in a single wide at the mobile home park. And if you went into his single wide trailer at the mobile home park, they said he didn't have a whole lot of furniture. No TV, no computer. They said the legs of the bed went through the floor, which would tell me that the single wide is a little bit older and probably rotting out somewhat. So his best friend owned the mobile home park. The best friend's name was Edwin Smokey Smith. Smokey. I don't know if you've ever met anybody that has the nickname Smokey, but they usually get that nickname because you rarely see them without a cigarette in their hands. That's just what you call somebody Smokey. Good chances because they've always got a dart going. So back in June, this guy, Holt, not Smokey, but Holt, the simple guy, the driver's ed instructor, lived in the single wide. You know where this is going. He died. And secretly, he was a multimillionaire. So now what do you do with the money? So evidently, in having a conversation with Smokey, by the way, runs a trailer park, but at one point had been a state legislator. So that's pretty great. Smokey was the executor of this guy's estate. And Smokey said that at one point he confided in him that his investments were doing better than he expected. He said, listen, I got some investments are doing better than I ever expected. Wasn't sure what to do with the money. So Smokey said, well, remember the town. Smokey said that old Holt, old Jeffrey Holt actually had a master's degree, had done these odd jobs, but had been very frugal, had been a project manager earlier in his life. And the only thing he seemed to spend his money on certainly wasn't vehicles. It wasn't a TV. It wasn't a computer. He loved model trains and model cars. And once they walked into his trailer, his single wide, wall to wall, model cars up on the walls. Shelving had been built for these model cars. There were trains that ran through the living room, trains in all the bedrooms, a model car stacked up on the sofa, on the end tables. And there was no room for a TV or a computer because it was full of model trains, model cars. It's just what he did. He was just chill. And so what he and Smokey decided is that when Holt passed, he would donate all of his money to the town. So the town only has 4,200 people in it. And they just got this grant, basically, of $3.8 million. Which is pretty daggum cool, if you ask me. Now, I believe that this is going to be put into it. Yes, it's going to go into a trust, a foundation. And it's going to dole out $150,000 annually. So this guy's legacy will live on in perpetuity at $150,000 a year, plus whatever additional interest is accrued and blah, 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 whoever's running the foundation. But I thought, that is so great. An unsuspecting, right, this just a meager fella, lived in a trailer at the trailer park, now has a legacy in that town that will live on forever. And if I'm being completely honest, I've dreamt about doing this sort of thing before. I thought about what if I had, and I don't, but what if I had money? What would I want that to go toward? Well, one, I want to make sure my family's okay, but also I've given my kids every opportunity, you know, so my kids are okay. And I don't think that they need a whole lot from me. I don't think I need to give them everything. If I have an abundance, yeah, I want to make sure that my kids are okay, give them a little bit that might help them do good in their lives, whatever it might be. But numerous times I've thought about this. I told you that the town that I grew up in didn't have a whole lot of money. It was a little East County, right? But man, if I didn't have some wonderful memories, and the town has really gone to crap, really gone to crap. It's terrible. When I visit my folks, it's just bad. I mean, it is one of those, it's a Midwest town with a main street and all the windows are boarded up. It's bad. And I've often thought, what if I had the money? What would I do? And I keep coming back to, I don't think I want to help the town because they put themselves in that position, so screw them. But there are a couple of organizations in that town that always meant a tremendous amount to me. I thought the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts did a lot of really good work when I was younger. They just have run out of people who are dedicated enough to help. And I don't know, maybe they're just tired of selling popcorn. I always thought that helping out one of those civic groups for kids would be important. The other one, speaking of kids, that I thought had a huge impact on my life was playing T-ball. Man, I loved playing T-ball. Every spring, there was nothing I wanted more than for the snow to melt. Again, it wasn't Southern California. I wanted the snow to melt so that Dad and I could go out in the yard and play catch. And we would start early in the year with a tennis ball because I was afraid of that hard ball. I hadn't seen it in a while. But we'd throw that tennis ball for a few days, and then we'd start tossing the hard ball, and then I got comfortable with that hard ball again. I couldn't wait for T-ball. We'd go to T-ball practice out there in my T-shirt and my jeans, because that's what you did when you were a little kid in the 80s playing T-ball. You ran around in jeans, right? Now everybody's got their cleats and their special practice baseball pants and everything, and their sliding shorts. Oh, no, we had jeans and an old pair of L.A. gear. That's what we had, and I loved it. I loved every second of the camaraderie. I loved the influence that the coaches had over me. I loved I loved getting ice cream with the other guys after the game. And those T-ball fields have gone to crap. And I got to tell you, just like this guy leaving $4 million to his hometown, there's this part of me that just says, man, I wish I could save enough money. I still have time, I suppose. Wish I could save enough money so that when the time comes, I can put together some sort of a foundation just to make sure that those kids in my hometown have a chance. Even if it's just a little bit of joy when they're 6 years old. Because Lord knows, life is tough in a poor town. At the very least, we'll give them a head start with some good ball fields to start with. So yeah. Not only do I love that this guy did this in New Hampshire, it inspires me. That's why it's the best story this whole week. And if you missed it, I'm glad I got to share it with you. From the best story of the whole week to maybe the worst story of the whole week, it's not Black Friday. It is Brown Friday. All right, we'll flesh it down next. I'm Chris Merrill, in for John and Ken.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Hey, Chris Merrill in for Jen and Ken, KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk. I told you I do a little surfing on the internet. What is this? All right, so I'm on KTLA's website, right? And they've got this, you know, best Black Friday deals, whatever. And I was just asking my wife today what she wants for Christmas. She goes, I don't know. So I end up clicking on one thing, and it takes me to Amazon. And then Amazon makes other suggestions, including, it's actually called, oh, this is good. It's the brand name is Horror, H-O-O-R-O-O-R. And that is exactly what this is. It's the Horror Slackline Pulley with 52-foot zip line. Oh, also comes with the Ninja Warrior Obstacle Course. It's backyard toys for kids and adults. This is exactly what all children need, is their own ultra-smooth zip line. And the photograph has got, I mean, it's obviously Photoshopped, right? But the picture itself has a child who can't be more than 3 years old hanging onto the zip line with no safety net, no harness, no nothing, just hanging on and zipping. Yeah, I'm going to get that for my neighbor right there. Oh, he's got a 7-year-old that is yet to break an arm. This is perfect. Oh, my. This would be like, it's called Zipline. It's the number one bestseller in Zipline kits for backyards. This is like when you saw your neighbor come home with a trampoline and you thought, oh, someone's getting a cast this year. That's exactly what that is. A zip line for children in the backyard. What a great plan. Oh, God bless him. And the picture is a 3-year-old looking like he's about to fall off. Excellent. God bless the holidays. Really, God bless the holidays. We are just nuts, aren't we? We're just bonkers. Love that headline from KTLA, too. It said, why plumbers call it Brown Friday? And they said, it's not why you think. Which, I guess I kind of appreciate KTLA's self-awareness that the headline is why plumbers call it Brown Friday. Then they know that's clickbaity. But then they say it's not why you think, which acknowledges what the clickbait inference would be. But also actually adds a second level of clickbaitiness to it. Like, well, if it's not for lots of pooping, then why is it? So good on you, KTLA. Just really well done. So what is it then? What is it? It's actually just clogged drains. And you've probably heard a number of commercials that we have here on KFI about clogged drains around the holidays and things like that. They say clogged drains, garbage disposals, broken garbage disposals is the reason that plumbers call it Brown Friday. They say it's not because of clogged toilets. Huh. Yeah. They said that it's more food cooked on Thanksgiving, which means more waste, and people aren't disposing of it correctly. And as much as you want to say more waste coming out of your poop chute, too, nope, that's not the case. Come to find out, an awful lot of people are throwing everything they can down the garbage disposal. I grew up in a house like this, too, where everything went down. Banana peels, garbage disposal. Eggshells, garbage disposal. Apple cores, garbage disposal. The thought process was, if it was organic, then it would dissolve in the... we had a septic tank, but it would dissolve, I suppose, in the sewer system, too. So it was everything went down the garbage disposal. What the plumbers are saying is, nah, don't do that. Don't do that. If you've got things that can't be liquefied, don't throw them in the garbage disposal. So you got some leftover pancake batter? Yeah, turn on your sink, rinse, hit the garbage disposal, fine. Banana peels? Don't do that. Don't do that. That can go in the trash can. So not everything should go down the garbage disposal. It also talks about, they say, Brown Friday because certain liquids should not go down the drain. Can attest to this as well. No fatty oils and grease down the drain. Once lived in an apartment complex where the people below cooked a lot of ethnic food, and I guess they didn't, when they drained things, they just drained it right into the sink. And if you're somebody that drains everything into the sink, it doesn't have to be ethnic food. It's just, in their case, it was ethnic food that they were draining into the sink. Like bacon grease, and you're just dumping that in the sink, or... maybe you're cooking hamburgers or taco meat or something like that, and you're draining it into the sink. Don't do that. No, no, no. Don't do that. There are other ways to dispose of that grease, but down the sink is the drain is the worst place to go. They say it's a common misconception that pouring grease and oil down the drain followed by hot water will fix the problem. Experts say no. It does not fix the problem. Pouring the hot water does not. Kind of pushes it down the drain a little bit further before it solidifies. In fact, I've read articles about don't put hot water in there. Instead of pouring the liquids down the drain, people should store the liquid in a container or throw it away. We have a little glass jar, whether it's an old jar of salsa or cheese dip or pickle relish or something. There's a little glass jar that we have. And so when we cook, we drain into the glass jar, and then we save that and throw it all away at once. And then finally, why is it Brown Friday? According to KTLA, it's because toilets are not second trash cans. Experts say toilets are only suitable to get rid of human waste and toilet paper, nothing else. And again, firsthand experience on this one, those flushable wipes, not so flushable. Had a rental I was in when I lived in San Diego, and the toilet started backing up, and it came up through the bathtub. Oh, it was so disgusting. And come to find out, it was the flushable wipes. They're not. They don't really dissolve. They got stuck. And fortunately or unfortunately, I suppose, I was able to access the drain. There was an access in the garage before it connected with the main sewer line out in front of the house. And so I was able to get into that, and I had to use my wife's kitchen tongs and reach down in there and start pulling out old flushable wipes until I was able to get those all out and the water was flowing again. It was one of the more disgusting days that I had to deal with. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, you're probably getting ready to sit down and eat your leftovers now, and now you just heard me talking about flushable wipes in the sewer drain, so you're welcome. Yeah. Leftovers. Leftovers are for quitters. The only reason you have leftovers is because you didn't do the job right the first time. Just keep that in mind. All right. Big story today coming out of Israel. The 4-day truce has begun, and we have hostages that have been exchanged. An update on that next. I'm Chris Merrill, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere in your iHeartRadio app.
Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at price that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the Kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.